when the bass player says, "Get me a chair," you get a chair. You get it in a hurry. It's all about that bass. You know, all about that bass. A lot of you probably play music or know a little bit about music. That's why you're here, but that bass player is the most important member of your group, in case you didn't know that. No, I'm not. I wouldn't be a bass player. I told Brad over there a while ago, I said, if I have to finish this song for him on bass, I'm going to change your name to Boosboro. Because they'd be booing me. I don't play a bass. I tried it. It's quite a task to do that and sing and everything. But the bass player keeps you going. They put the edge of that beat out there and everybody's on. The bass player messes up everything. No, guitar player can mess up and look at somebody else. Same thing, banjo player, but the bass player messes up everybody knows. Got another group coming out here for you shortly, 501 Central, sponsored by Ragsdale Heating and Air, and also the new plumbing located in Paulding County. Take a look at the sponsors. Make sure you visit the concession stand up there, the cafe. They're making they make a thing up there called a coon dog. You ever had a coon dog? Anybody ever had a coon dog? Coon dog. Bram, is that you back this morning? I'm going to come down off the stage. A coon dog is a hot dog covered in Brunswick stew, folks. Yeah, now y'all changing mind, didn't you? Yeah, Brunswick stew hot dog. That's a Ricky Rakestraw invention, I'm told, in the folklore of cooking out here at Raccoon Creek. Also got some delicious barbecue and hot dogs and hamburgers and slaw and french fries and all the fixings. Lots of good sweet tea, dill pickles, and all kinds of stuff. Deviled eggs, that was lemonade, yes sir. Yes sir, they plenty of that on the way out today. Thank you for your service to our country. I see you're a Korean War veteran. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Not a whole lot of appreciation for that little mess. I appreciate you so much for serving. Don't get a lot of other veterans in the audience tonight. Thank y'all so much for serving our country. And we've already mentioned this before. Some of you weren't here. Keep a backside prayer going for the folks out in Texas and all the whole situation there and other situations I'm sure we're going to see from that. Just say a prayer for those folks and on all sides. And thank y'all for coming out tonight. You stick around long enough, you're getting to hear my band, Automobile Road Band. We're going to be in concert up here. If you get tired of all this real good bluegrass music, stick around and you listen to us. We'll break up all that bluegrass music for you, but they keep asking us back. I don't know why. This next group coming out here is 501 Central. I don't know where they got that name from. I want to talk to Gilroy and somebody. Where'd y'all come up with 501? I knew it was Gilroy. That's why I said, well, nothing better. I put the blame on y'all then. Nothing better. Nothing fancy, nothing better. That's pretty good. Very, very good group of musicians here. Young guys can play awesome. And great music. And if they don't, they're going to make a liar out of them. I went to see my daddy over Father's Day. He's getting on in years. Bless his heart. He's a hard working mill worker, blue collar worker. He's getting hard of hearing. When I go see my daddy, we have hunt contests. You know what a hunt contest is, don't you? You sit at Waffle House and he says something, I say hun, he says hun back to you, you don't know what she's talking about. Well, I went down to see him Father's Day and he walked out and gave me a big hug and he had a suppository sticking in his ear. And I said, Daddy, you know you got a suppository hanging out your ear? He said, well, that explains where I put my hearing aid this morning. Sad but true. Hey, son, I'm telling you, that's two. That's two right there. I'm going to leave one more, and you'll never play the banjo again.
Please.
You'll play clawhammer. Please. You guys about ready? Ladies and gentlemen, fight. glad that wasn't on. Our band was playing a benefit over in, I guess it was Dallas, back in the spring, and these guys were warming up backstage. We went back there and listened to them for a little while, and they were really, really, really good. That mandolin player just done his hair before he come out. I want you to look at that.
Says it was
firecracker. Awesome, man. That's why they make hats. You know that, don't you? I love listening to these guys play. They're just a lot of fun and very talented. Especially that banjo player down there on the end.
J.D. Crow.
Like a movie star, don't you? Hey, go on, son.
Check one. One. Check. Check. Checking this mic. Check A, B, C.
Yep.
Check one, one, two, one, two.
Sponsored by Ragsdale Heating and Air, 501 Central.